morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Monday, December 15th. You'll be interested to know, today is National Cupcake Day. This sweet holiday celebrates tiny decorated cakes that bring smiles at birthday parties, bakeries, and cozy kitchen tables, from classic vanilla to inventive seasonal flavors. Braviliner, frost with flair, sample a few whimsical toppings, and share a cupcake to spread joy. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Monday in Encinitas. This morning, it's looking clean with waves at 2 feet. Conditions will shift to fair by mid-morning as the wind turns onshore at 3 miles per hour. Expect wave heights to drop slightly to 1 to 2 feet by late morning, with choppy conditions developing as the wind picks up to 7 miles per hour. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m., with a 4-foot outgoing high tide, when the southwest swell is 1.5 feet at 13 seconds, and the offshore wind is 2 miles per hour. The first low tide on Monday will be a 1/2 foot just before 1 p.m., followed by a 3-foot high tide just before 7:30. The nearshore buoy at Beacons reads 64 degrees for the water temperature. Conditions start small on Tuesday with waves around 1 to 2 feet and clean faces throughout the day. Wednesday sees a solid increase, with clean sets building to 2 to 3 plus feet, offering better opportunities for surfers. By Thursday, expect similar size around 3 to 4 feet, though afternoon winds may create choppy conditions. This morning, there's patchy fog, and it feels like 58 degrees with 5 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 4:44, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:47. It looks like we're in for some patchy fog before 10 a.m., then mostly sunny skies, with a high near 64 and a light northwest breeze. Tonight, expect partly cloudy skies with a low around 55 and light winds. Looking ahead in the weather, Tuesday will be sunny with a high near 67 and a light south wind up to 5 miles per hour. Patchy fog is possible late Tuesday night into early Wednesday morning with lows near 55. Then Wednesday turns mostly sunny with highs near 66 and overnight lows in the mid-50s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, the Trump administration announced plans to create a militarized zone along the U.S.-Mexico border in California, raising concerns among civil rights groups about potential threats to immigrants and American citizens. Secretary of the Interior Doug Burgum stated that approximately 760 acres of public land in San Diego and Imperial counties will be transferred to the Department of the Navy for this purpose. Local officials, including San Diego County Board of Supervisors Chair Tara Lawson-Remmer, criticized the move as unnecessary and harmful to civil liberties. U.S. Representative Juan Vargas expressed serious concerns about blending military and immigration enforcement, stating that the action does not enhance safety and reflects a troubling anti-immigrant agenda. Now on to sports. Indiana quarterback Fernando Mendoza is the 2025 Heisman Trophy winner. In his Heisman speech, he thanked everyone who helped him through his journey. His mother, Elsa, wrote an incredible letter to him, expressing gratitude for how he made her feel seen despite her battle with multiple sclerosis. Once Mendoza became a Heisman winner, he emotionally declared, "Mammy, this is your trophy as much as mine," acknowledging her unwavering support. Mendoza won by a landslide, receiving 643 first-place votes. Next, he and the Hoosiers await their opponent in the college football playoff. And in NFL news, the Kansas City Chiefs' playoff era ends with an insult, as star quarterback Patrick Mahomes suffered a wicked left knee injury during the loss that eliminated the team. Mahomes, who scored the only Chiefs touchdown in the 16-13 defeat against the Los Angeles Chargers, was unable to spark a last-minute rally. Minutes after the game, Chiefs coach Andy Reid hinted that Mahomes was done for the year, stating, "It doesn't look good." The team confirmed Mahomes suffered a torn ACL and is exploring surgical options. This marks the first time the Chiefs will miss the playoffs since Mahomes became the starter. In local sports, the Kansas City Chiefs postseason hopes were dramatically dashed as Patrick Mahomes suffered a torn ACL in his left knee during a critical loss to the Chargers. The Chargers secured a narrow victory, finishing at 16-13, with Mahomes' injury occurring in the game's final minutes. Backup quarterback Gardner Minshew struggled, throwing an interception to Derwin James, sealing the Chiefs' fate. Chargers coach Jim Harbaugh praised his team, stating, "This is a ball team," as they celebrated their second consecutive 10-win season. Mahomes, now sidelined, expressed his determination to recover, saying, "Trust in God and attack every single day." In top news, forget coffee. This is the first thing gastroenterologists drink in the morning. You do not need to over-optimize your morning routine. Just stick to the basics with this beverage. Drinking fluids right when you wake up is key for healthy digestion. Tea made with warm water can help gently get things moving in your digestive system. Gastroenterologists recommend warm herbal tea to support gastrointestinal motility and metabolism. Ginger, peppermint, and chamomile teas can soothe the digestive tract, especially for those with nausea. If herbal tea is not your preference, warm lemon water, green tea, plain water, or coffee are great alternatives. In business news, America's betting craze has spread to its news networks. CNN and CNBC have partnered with Kalshi, a prediction market, encouraging viewers to wager on current events in real time. This marks Kalshi's first collaboration with a major news organization, potentially leading to more similar partnerships. Prediction markets, like Kalshi, offer odds interpreted as probabilities, enhancing political coverage. Last week, CNN's anchor engaged its data analyst to discuss the likelihood of stimulus checks, citing Kalshi's data. Kalshi is valued at $11 billion, making its co-founder, Luana Lopez Lara, the world's youngest self-made woman billionaire. Concerns arise over the ethical implications of news organizations promoting betting odds. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 3% over the weekend to about $89,000. Ethereum is down 4% to just over $3,100. And XRP is down 2% to $1.99. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Iotic Minerals Technology has discovered a massive deposit of critical minerals in Utah that may be the largest in the United States. This supply could support initiatives to electrify transportation and reduce dependence on foreign markets. The deposit contains 16 critical minerals, including gallium and germanium, essential for electronics. Ionic MT can extract these materials with virtually zero waste and no chemicals. The mine could create hundreds of local jobs and contribute to cleaner energy resources. State leaders believe this discovery positions Utah as a powerhouse for green technologies. And in entertainment news, Disney has gone into business with OpenAI, accusing Google of copyright infringement on a massive scale by using artificial intelligence models and services to commercially exploit and distribute infringing images and videos. Attorneys for Disney sent a cease and desist letter to Google, demanding that it stop the alleged infringement. The letter claims that Google is infringing Disney's copyrights by copying a large corpus of its copyrighted works without authorization. Disney's letter demands that Google immediately cease further copying and implement effective technological measures to prevent future infringements. Disney will not tolerate the unauthorized commercial exploitation of its copyrighted characters and works. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American civil rights leader, Martin Luther King Jr. And he said, "Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Encinitas.